I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's play the 5-second rule. This game, very simple. I'll give you a category and then a number. You have to name that number of things from that category in 5 seconds before the mummy buzzer sounds.
Oh!
That's the one. Mm-hmm. Who would like to go first?
Oh, I will.
Hot Wings?
Yeah.
Name 3 reasons virgins are annoying.
Oh, because they're always telling you that they're virgins. Because they're going to be sacrificed and, you know, that's terrible.
So just the 2, but you added commentary?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify why.
That is terrible when they sacrifice virgins.
No. Mm-hmm.
Maitland, name 3 people with questionable morals.
Ooh, P. Diddy, Donald Trump, and Stacey McGee.
Stacey McGee.
That B.
Yeah.
Steve,
yes.
Name 3 nicknames for penises.
Wangs, dongs, and schlongs.
Good.
Oh!
That's nice.
Like you've been waiting on that one your whole life.
I prefer magic stick, but...
You know, maybe you'll get the opportunity.
Yeah, actually, that'd be nice.
Kelly, name 3 things you can't resist.
A good cocktail, a great meal, and a puppy.
Oh! Man, I didn't think tail was going to be on that word.
So grateful for tail.
We all recoil.
Look, it's the day after Vlan, and we all know that that can be a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes we forget it's still not Vlan.
And I don't know how long sangria stays in a system.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Or in a belly.
Among other things.
Yeah. Belly.
Raise your hand. Everybody
Maitland's her little sangria boot.
So Maitland sangria declared her belly so full of sangria last night.
God, I wish that was on.
Raise your hand if you thought Maitland would feel as though she may have gotten some food poisoning this morning.
Oh, I thought for sure.
No
way
not.
She can handle it.
Exactly.
Well, when I walked in and you had a hat on, as oh, it's a hangover hat.
Yeah.
Because we all know that
I
feeling.
Thought that was a hanging hat too.
We all know that, like those days that you're just, oh man, I'm dragging today. Put a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Don't want to do anything.
Definitely had a hat day.
Not us ladies. We ain't no bitches.
Mm-mm.
Nuh-uh. No. We can party and then come to work and still perform. Party and perform. That's what we're about.
That's right. You're like roadies. Maitland.
Yeah.
What?
We are.
What's the, is the hat fashion or is it function?
Both.
What do you mean?
I really need to wash my hair.
Okay.
And, I cannot because I got my eyelashes done yesterday and I can't get them wet or in steam.
For how long?
Yeah, wait, for how long? Like forever?
For 24 hours.
Okay. All right, so tonight's the night.
So at like 2 p.m. I can wash my hair.
So because it's raining and because your hair is dirty, you're like, I got to have some eyebrow protection.
And then, it also protects
my shield from the rain.
Shields from the rain.
Nice.
And then, also I didn't really feel like doing anything else done my head today. So,
well, good for you. It looks
great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
At a Bass Pro.
Hell yeah.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Name 3 lies you'd tell on your next job interview.
Oh, that I'm qualified, that I'll be there every day, and that I'll be happy to do it.
I think everybody lies. I mean, I don't know that you list those things on your resume. It seems like you might be padding it a little bit. Right. Uh-huh. Hello, under skills. I will be happy to be here.
I promise I'll be there every day.
I will come in almost all the days.
I'm thrilled.
Isn't that kind of the baseline?
Maitland, name three gross people.
Three gross people. Oh, Jared from Subway. Oh! P. Diddy, Jeff Epstein. I don't. Why do you keep giving me people ones? I don't know people.
It does seem like you got four people to name, and you're just trying to smash them in.
Recycling through them all.
Yeah.
Maitland, name three potential safe words.
Ooh, pickle, volcano, and green.
I'm for sure you'd still say Jared from Subway.
Jared.
Oh, no.
P. Diddy.
That would have been weird. Steve, name three things it's best not to rush into.
Obviously, eating hot tamales.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's the first thing that popped into my head.
Yeah, thanks for, you for saying what needed to be said.
I mean, you got to make sure you do the right calisthenics before you open up a bag of hot tamales.
I surprised myself with that one. What the hell?
You did. You said it, and then you rolled your eyes and threw your hands in the air at yourself.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
Name three things it's best not to rush into.
Eating hot tamales, sex, and driving left-handed.
I don't think you can do this.
Driving left-handed.
You could actually
I meant like driving on the opposite side of the car, so you have to shift left-handed.
That's not what you said.
Oh, yeah.
No. You should see, if you're watching on the webcams, you can see Steve say driving and then shake his head disgustedly at himself, like, come on, idiot, stop saying things that I have to add words to.
As his brain said, you have to add more words to make this something you should not rush into.
Kelly, name three people who you are sure are in the mafia.
Oh, Mariah Carey, Nick Cannon, for sure.
Yes.
And then probably Mel Gibson.
Oh! Yeah.
But it's probably like some religious mafia that he's in.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
Alex.
Yeah.
Name three reasons you get dirty.
Oh, I'm out gardening, and I'm fixing my car.
Listening to Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
When she was in her ex-Tina phase in the early 2000s.
The ex-Tina phase was a good phase.
Oh, it was a great phase.
Oh, Maitland, you're going to love this one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Like eating hot tamales, this is not something you rush into.
All right. Let me stretch.
Name three people even a zombie wouldn't eat.
P. Diddy,
Jared from Subway, Bernie Sanders.
He's so bony.
Yeah,
he is.
They would already think he's one of them.
Yeah.
I do not like being in that group. Oh, boy. Bernie. Too bad this one can't go to Kelly. Words that get bleeped on TV. Kill it.
I would be so good at that.
Kelly, name three things you'd like to set on fire.
Oh, a child. Just kidding.
No, you're not.
Oh, jeez.
You meant to.
A Christmas tree. My buzzer went off.
Yeah.
So I can't keep guessing. It's not allowed.
No. We already know which one you want.
Like a paper cutout of like a demon child.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's what you said.
Yeah. Taking over like the exorcist child.
Yeah, to quote Maitland, that's not what you said.
That's what I meant, though.
Steve, name three places you go looking for cellulite.
On my feet, on my ears, and on my thighs.
I was really hoping you'd say the Verizon store.
The YMCA.
Weight Watchers.
Is that on the menu at Olive Garden?
It's never ending.
Yes.
Never-ending cellulite.
I mean, that's what you're going to get if you eat there every day.
Yeah.
Alex, name three words for angry.
Mad, pissed, angry.
No. You can't say angry as a word for angry.
You didn't say other words.
It's implied. You don't define a word with the word. Wait, did I say other words? Oh, no, no. Maitland, name three people a dog licks.
Me, my mom, and vets.
Oh! Vets?
Yeah.
Like veterans. Yeah, people who have like served.
Urinary. Yes.
Really can't get a third name out of you, no matter what, no. Can we? I have said two people. I will not say another family member. No, you will not push me into naming three people. A profession.
You say people, and then every person I've ever heard of just shoop. I don't know who people are.
Goes away, yeah.
Steve, name three places you hide your condoms.
Oh, in the bedside table, under the pillow, and under my bed.
Oh! You know who's going to be good at this?
Oh,
discombobulated.
Yes. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
All right, Tommy.
Got this, Tommy.
Here comes Tommy.
Hey, guys.
Name the last three places you found a prostitute.
Oh, on the street corner, Steve's house, and P. Diddy's place.
Oh! Yeah.
Yeah.
Street corner, Steve's house, P. Diddy's place.
Yeah. Sounds all right.
That was good. Let's see if you can keep it up.
Oh, good.
Name three presidential candidates who lost.
Trump, William McKinley, and John Lennon.
John Lennon?
Yeah. I don't know.
Presidential candidate. Huh?
Yeah.
He was the people's champion.
He was.
Like The Rock.
Yes.
Ultimately, he really won.
He really did. He was more popular than Jesus Christ at one point.
Yeah,
apparently.
That's true.
That's what he said.
That's true. So,
he had my vote.
Kelly, name three ways to make someone listen to you.
Oh, just like rock them right in the face. And then you could also write them a letter.
Oh!
Them right in the face or write a letter.
Yeah. So similar, those two.
Yeah. Just say, shut up and listen to me.
Yeah.
Right in the face.
All right. Would you like to try it a different way?
Yeah.
Sure.
If you accomplish it, you can make one up and give it to the next person to your left.
All right.
Including me. Okay.
Okay.
Hot wings.
Yeah.
Name three things that are no good dry.
Oh, sexy parts.
More specific, please.
Toast.
Water slides.
No,
I mean, there's a lot of things.
A dry slide ain't nothing worse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Makes that like skin noise.
Yeah.
Because
you're
excited and then you start going down it and you say, this does not feel like I thought it would.
No, it's awful.
Ain't nothing good about hot plastic that doesn't slip, you know? And
you
slide.
Know?
Yeah, that's
mainly
what I say.
Life lessons.
Name three things you pick with your fingernail.
Ooh, boogers, cocaine, and stickers.
Killed it.
Thank
Would you like to make one up and give one to me?
Yeah. Free beer. Name three people cooler than you.
Impossible. I mean, it's literally impossible.
Yeah.
I guess.
I am so cool. Could have named anyone.
Yeah.
Literally anyone. Steve, name three.
Jared from Subway. Kennedy, Jeffrey Epstein.
You know, all the heroes. Sarcasm. Name three uses for coconut oil.
As a an oil in your.
Oh!
Steve, you've really hit a roadblock.
I have.
Okay?
Really,
I'm trying to get too in depth with my answers, and it's actually not working very well.
Let me give you some help here. Steve, name three crybabies.
Oh, free beer during basketball.
Oh! You didn't really need to add basketball. Kelly, name three actresses you think are good at sex.
Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, and
Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence, for sure.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? You saw them in the 90s. You know they were good at what they were doing. They were successful women, too, so they had confidence. Yeah, and you know
I believe
they're
that.
Still good at it. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Courtney Cox, you kidding me? So fine.
I mean.
Yeah, if that's what she's into. Jennifer Aniston.
You think she is?
Hell yeah, I think she is.
I don't think she's had to work very hard.
Doesn't mean she's not very good at sex.
Might be terrible at it.
And then Jennifer Lawrence, I just feel like definitely is.
She seems like she'd be quite a tiger.
Mm-hmm. Quite a tiger?
Quite a tiger?
She's funny.
Tiger.
She would be.
Funny people are usually pretty good in bed.
I believe that's true. Hot Wings, name three ways to remove hair.
And just yank it out. Use some wax. Shave it. Burn it.
Look at you. Do you want to make one up for Maitland?
Yes, Maitland. Name three people you wish were in the room with you right now.
Ooh, Blake Lively, Taylor Swift, and Travis Kelce.
Oh!
What were you mouthing?
I tried to get you to say Jared from somewhere.
Pete.
I thought you might be highly suggestible for that idea. But nope, you just powered through it with Travis Kelce.
My old high school crush, Jared from somewhere.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.